I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
This right here is just... It's insane what Fortnite's doing. A 45-year-old guy in New York was arrested on Monday night after he lost a game of Fortnite to an 11-year-old boy. Listen to this.
The grown man accused of threatening to shoot an 11-year-old. Police say it happened while the two were playing a popular online video game.
The Night Side's Christine Renault has that story.
As a parent, it's concerning.
Kings Park parents reacting tonight to the arrest of this man, 45-year-old Michael Alapurdy of Huntington. Suffolk police say Alapurdy threatened to shoot a Kings Park child after he lost to the 11-year-old boy.
Are you serious?
You know what? Some kids are annoying on online games.
Oh, come on.
During a video game last night.
I find this to be a very disturbing thing for an adult to do, to threaten an 11-year-old. You know, you would think... kind of gives new definition to sore loser.
The video game, police say, is this one. It's called Fortnite. Authorities say once Alapurdy lost his virtual guns during the game, he began threatening the 11-year-old verbally through the Xbox system, through the system's messaging service, and via text.
He said, I'm going to find you with a gun, and other threats about you need to look over your back when you're walking.
Now, after this incident was reported to police by the 11-year-old and his parents, police say they stepped up patrols here at the child's school, RJO Intermediate, here in Kings Park, because they say they do consider this a school threat.
Mr. Alapurdy did not directly threaten the school, but he did threaten this 11-year-old, stating that he knew where he went to school, so that was good enough for us.
Mom Ariella Werner says she and her husband try to monitor everything their three kids do on these gaming systems. She says although it's a challenge, she says they'll now try harder.
When the boys go on Fortnite, figure out who they're playing with as much as I can, as you know, just try and stay on top of it more.
I feel like parents have no clue what's going on, by the way.
I was just
going to
say, you know what? Maybe this will do this kid some good. Have somebody scare the crap out of him. Maybe he won't be such a spoiled brat. Maybe if more people were threatening children.
Wait, you think it's okay this 43-year-old dude, a father already himself, like, 11-year-old kid, I'm going to come to your house and I'm going to shoot you.
Why not? Maybe more people should be doing that.
Oh my gosh.
No one answered the door at Alapurdy's Huntington home. Some neighbors tell us the 45-year-old is a landscaper. Amy Strang, who lives next door, says the family is very nice and quiet.
I would feel sorry for anybody who would threaten a child.
Christina Renault, News 12, Long Island.
Yeah, okay.
The nice and quiet families are always the ones that you have to look out for.
That is so true.
That's true, because the crazy one, you know all their business. They put it out there for everybody
to see. Remember the Turpins?
Exactly.
They were nice and quiet, living in California, had their 13 kids chained up.
I feel like that's how every single Murder Monday starts.
That's right.
Wait a minute, whatever happened to them?
I think they're just going through like the court system right now, and the kids are getting, you know, they're learning things about like lasagna, Star Wars, and stuff they've never experienced.
All right. Those are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.